hi, other side of the room. Okay. I'm going to just let the poems do the speaking for me. Okay. This is called At the Traffic Light Next to Forest Oak Cemetery, where they were burying my brother. The Michelin Man billboard grinned absurdly as I cried in the back seat of the Buick, watching from the closed car window while the others who were not his family waited for the lowering of the casket, the air still unnaturally thick with flowers, as out of place as his blue-collar hands folded in an unanswered prayer. Dad insistent that we leave. God damn, it was the only time I'd ever seen him cry. This next one is called What Can't Be Erased. I fill out the divorce papers with a stick of white chalk on a blackboard. A master will hear your case this afternoon, the lawyer says. Dress up. Wait for the call. I open the kitchen cabinet, the one above the sink, fill the shelves with fresh ears of corn. There is no back to this cupboard, open to the outside. I worry about raccoons. A heavy frame picture is falling off the wall. I hold it up, yell for help. No one comes. I push pins into plaster. I hate this image. Why do I try to save it? Okay, this next one is called Rebooting Your Life, and it's after a poet named Major Jackson. Rebooting your life is like Nancy Sinatra singing, "These boots are made for walking," which is like hitting Control-Alt-Delete when you file for divorce, which is like mowing the lawn on self-propel, which is like steering your grandfather's Buick Electra around Pittsburgh's corners, which is not to say you're cutting any, which is like mowing the lawn again, which is like mindless dreaming on the Negley bus, which is like steering your own ship in a sea of legalized sharks, which is like the bar scene on Friday night. Not that there's anything wrong with that, Jerry would say, which is like stealing yourself back, which is like pointing a revolver at your life and saying, this is a stick-up, which is like a made-for-TV movie, which is like being the head writer who can script a different scenario, which is like going down a sandcastle water slide with closed eyes and arms crossed, which is like waking up in Cleveland, which is like being reincarnated as a Browns fan, which is like spinning endlessly from the ceiling, which is like cooling a passionless bedroom, which is what made you file in the first place, which you won once in a contest, which is like contest, which is a different meaning altogether if you accent the other syllables, which make up words, and if you have words, it's an argument, which is like an uncensored Watergate hearing with expletives not deleted, which is like swearing you're not going down that road again, which is like the GPS with its British accent saying, turn left, and you go right, which is like going the wrong way on a one-way Pittsburgh street, which is like having suicidal tendencies, which is actually a hardcore punk group, which is like friending Jack Kevorkian on Facebook, which is like impossible because he's already dead, which is like the marriage you're trying to find the exit for, which is like finding the cartoon trapdoor instead. Okay, I'm going to end with something goofy and silly here. This is called Ready to Crack. I'm aggregated, lamented cement. Tired of being mixed up. I tried pouring my innards out like pig slop on a slide, a Freudian slip of substrate on the surface. I feel cast in place, ready to crack. Even the mafia are making fewer shoes. My wife complains when I can't get hard. My shrink says, strive for consistency, gives me a prescription for Cialis. My wife doesn't understand me. Now she's really pissed. You can't see Alice, you smooth-talking son of a bitch. You're married to me. That put the broom finish on that. My shrink says, tear down this wall, Mr. Gravel Mix. Yeah, I admit, I can be set in my ways. My shrink says, you can turn this around, reframe it into something concrete through trowel and error. Okay. Thank you. And it's my pleasure to introduce C.J. Coleman.